Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us a guy who's been on this program a number of times, and for some reason he keeps coming back. His name is Jim Rex. He has an extraordinary background, and I think I'm going to try to summarize it. Let's see now. He was the head of the School of Education over here at Winthrop University. He was also the state superintendent of education. And other than that, he's a gentleman farmer and doing some really good work trying to make some sense out of this messed up political system that we have in this country. How's that for an
not
intro?
Not bad, not
huh?
bad.
Think that'll work?
I could have gone on and on, but that wasn't bad.
That's what I was afraid of. You academics, you know, you got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But really, the thing that people really should understand is that you, as a Democrat, and a good friend of yours, Oscar Loveless, as a Republican, both got so disenchanted with the state of politics the way it was that years ago you went into an almost insurmountable quest to try to create a third party here in the state of South Carolina. And by golly, you did it. Good for you.
We not only did it, but we've maintained it and grown it, and now is a multi-state party. But the odds are certainly against you in this political system in America to create an alternative to the two-party system. So it's a struggle.
It is a struggle. And you know, you and I were chatting about this before. There are some who are really a lot more politically astute than I'll ever be, who have said the whole system is skewered against there ever being an effective third-party system. You agree or disagree with that?
Well, it's designed that way. It's premeditated. I mean, it's not an accident. The two parties have done what the founders and no one else anticipated, that we would have career politicians who would be produced on a regular basis by a two-party system that would put obstacle after obstacle in front of any true competition. And the Republican and Democrat, the parties don't agree on very much, as we all know. But one thing they do agree on, they don't like competition. So they have put all kinds of barriers in place at the state level for ballot access to make it extremely difficult. And then we have these sort of inherent parts of the system that very few, if any, other countries have. We have the first-to-the-post system of electing our officials, which basically means you get 50% plus one,
right,
you win, and the other 49 point whatever, if it's a close race, have no representation whatsoever. So a lot of countries have been using something called ranked choice voting, Australia and some others, where you can vote your first, second, third, fourth choices, and if no one in the first round of tallies gets 50% plus, you take out the person with the lowest votes, count those votes again for second and third until you get a someone with the 50%. It's also called, in addition to ranked choice voting, it's called instant runoff voting, which keeps you from having to go back to runoffs.
Right. So here we are. It's interesting that you're here today, because right across the street at Winthrop University, another national figure is going to be here, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running on the Republican ticket. He's going to be speaking to those who are interested at Richardson Ballroom at 2:30 this afternoon. He's the second one to be here.
Right.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was here several weeks ago. And it's interesting that today, it was just announced on the hourly news of Fox News, that sometime this week he's going to be making the plunge into becoming a third-party candidate, simply because the Democrats are using everything they can to keep him out of the way.
Yeah. Well, the party bosses typically tilt the scales in these races, whether it's a primary or a general election. So, yeah, we have, I don't know what Kennedy's going to do. I'm not sure he's going to run as an independent or a third party. But he's definitely going to try to get on the ballot. Yeah.
So let's explore that. You say as an independent or as a third party. In other words, he would just run by, I'm Robert F. Kennedy, I'm running.
Right.
Write me in, is what you're saying.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, running as an independent is perhaps even more difficult than running as a third-party candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have any infrastructure organization to call on to help you with it.
So here we are, an interesting time in political history. Our Speaker of the House of Representatives, first time ever, has been canned. He's out. At the same time, we're sitting here facing a war in the Middle East, which could very quickly escalate, draw us into it. We've already sent a carrier strike group over there just to sit on the shores of Iran to make sure they don't get any more involved than they already are. So, your observations.
Well, first of all, let's go to the U.S. House. For over a dozen years, we've had a group of Republican and Democratic House members called the Problem Solvers Caucus. They've been in existence for over a dozen years. There's about 60 of them. It's pretty evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. And they have supposedly taken a pledge to work together across the aisle to solve problems. Well, when it came time for this momentous, unprecedented vote that you just referred to vacate the speakership, all of the Democrats voted as a block, including the problem solvers, and all of the Republicans voted almost as a block, but eight of them,
right,
some of whom were problem solvers, by the way, voted to vacate the speakership. We have one member of the House from our delegation, Nancy Mace, who is a problem solver caucus member.
Well,
yet she helped bring that about. So here we are, like you say, Manning, at a time when we need to have a fully functioning government that can solve problems quickly, creatively, if necessary, and at the same time pull us together as a nation in doing so. We have ambassadorships now that cannot be filled, I think, including formally the one to Israel right now is unfilled. Not a good time to have no ambassador. We have a bunch of leadership roles in the military that have not been filled because of one senator who's got an axe to grind, that he's using that as his hostage taking.
Let's see, is it Alabama or Arkansas senator who is holding back because he doesn't want military funds used for transportation for female members of the Corps to get abortions?
Exactly, and former coach.
Former coach.
I'm a former coach. I guess that's one of your credentials to be a U.S. senator. But at any rate, it's just another example of how we have such a dysfunctional system, and especially at times when we need so much more, and as voters, as Americans, we should expect so much more from our government than we're getting. There was a poll done, which I think I've shared with you, but it was just recently done, so I probably haven't. The most recent Gallup poll, 17% of Americans said they trusted the United States Congress. 17%. When they were asked to identify the single most important problem facing us, they put the need to reform our government and to have better leadership in government. That was the number one problem. So it's not getting better. It's probably getting worse. And the problems in the world, many of which are existential problems, they're not minor problems. They're big problems.
That's right.
We're just not grappling with.
So, to quote another well-known name, Nikki Haley, she was on the talk shows yesterday. One of the things that she said that really echoed with me, we are so distracted and divided in this country right now that we've got to put this behind us somehow and start focusing on the real problems, which is exactly what you're talking about. And one of them is our own national security, because we have a leaky border at the south, thanks to a lot of people, Republicans and Democrats alike. It's worse now than it's ever been. And we've already identified hundreds of people on the terrorist watch list who have we've managed to commandeer when they've tried to cross. Others have gotten in. And we're just sitting here waiting for another 9/11 to happen. And it can. Very, very easily.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the set of circumstances. When you think about the major intelligence failures that we've had, there's one you're very familiar with called Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
9/11 is on the list. And I think what just happened in Israel is going to be right up there on the list. To have this massive and well-coordinated attack and come as a complete surprise, not just to Israel and its intelligence sources, but to the United States, because, as you know, we're locked in with Israel in terms of intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
So the prospect of another 9/11-like event, especially coming from that part of the world when it heats up, which is what happened last time with 9/11, is very, very real. And here again, you look at our politicians and what they're arguing about, what they're name-calling each other about, is trivia compared to the major problems that we face as the nation.
One other comment that she made, and we'll leave this alone, you know, while Hamas was in there killing innocent people in the streets, I mean, just butchering them, you know, death to Israel, death to America. You know, America was included in that.
Sure.
So you're right, absolutely right. So you would think that we as Americans would be smart enough to fix this problem. All the polls, Republicans and Democrats, say, what is it, 70-75%, we want different candidates. We don't want Trump. We don't want Biden. But guess what both parties are giving us? Trump and Biden. So if there ever was a time that a third party is ripe for the plucking, it's right now. Where is it?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well,
I've given you this quote before, I think, on this show. There's a guy named Marshall McLuhan who wrote a book decades ago called The Medium is the Message. And he had one quote in it that has always stuck with me. He said, you know, I don't know who discovered water, but I am damn sure it was not a fish.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
He said, I don't know who discovered water, but I'm damn sure it was not a fish. And that's sort of what describes the dilemma that I think most American voters have right now in this version of our democracy. We know it's not working. We know it's not addressing the needs we have as individuals or as a nation. But it's the same system, basically, that our parents were immersed in. It's the same system that their parents were immersed in. And so while we know it's not working, it's very hard for us to envision what it could look like if it were different. And that's what we've been trying to do with the Alliance Party, Manning. We've been trying to show people that this democracy, which is the greatest one ever created, this country, you know, is obviously the greatest nation on the planet, perhaps the greatest that's ever been in existence. But it needs some revisions, just like everything, you know. And we're creative. That's one of the things that this nation is known for. But when it comes to our politics, there are so many forces.
Yeah.
Tradition, money, habit, that keeps in place something that most people are not satisfied with.
Well, they're not, you know, the only thing that really has changed is the people and the media. You know, the media, I think, has a big role in all of this, huge role. We have a tendency to promote certain things that are appealing or sexy or create ratings or whatever. And we're not dealing with the issues, which is the whole reason the founders created us the way they did, the so-called fourth estate, to keep a check and balance on the other guys.
Right.
And they're not doing it. They are just flat out not doing it. It's been going on for years and years and years, and it's worse now than ever before.
And all of the polling shows that Americans have lost their confidence, their trust in all of these institutions, the executive branch, the Congress, the judiciary, Supreme Court. And it's almost as if it's premeditated, but it's not. I think it's just human nature to be greedy, to look at small vested interests, and not to take the greater good into consideration. And how do we bring that back? especially as you said, with social media, with the electronic media for the purpose of ratings and profit, picking different sides because there's a great audience there.
Right.
So you have them catering to those audiences and you know, reinforcing the stereotypes and reinforcing the division.
Well, we spent a wonderful 15 minutes depressing everybody, so we're going to take a mid-program break and try to regroup and see if we can come up with a solution.
We'll be more optimistic.
We'll be more optimistic as you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Despite what's going on in the world, we continue to be true to what our mission is, fresh tubs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. The way we do it, at the count of three, one, two, three, slice, slice,
slice, garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Here's another great catering idea from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
Well, we have the giant party subs. We make them any way you want, usually like our number 19. They're delicious and will feed a crowd.
Whatever your catering needs, Substation 2 has lots of options. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at piedmontmedicalcenter.com/Fort Mill.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have a catering coming up? You can get some great ideas from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
We have giant party subs made on this beautiful Italian loaf of bread, piled high with 6 meats and cheese, and gardened with any one of our 8 delicious fresh toppings.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jim Rex is with us. He is very actively involved in what is now known as the Alliance Party. And it's an outgrowth of what he and Oscar Loveless started a decade or so ago. And it's morphed into how many states now are you on the ballot for?
Well, in the 2020 presidential election, we were on in 25 states.
25 states.
That was with Rocky De La Fuente. We came in with a little under 100,000 votes, which put us in fifth place as the most popular party.
Right.
We were less than 2 years old. So even then, there was a hunger for options, choices.
Right. So you had some interesting information about an age-old issue that keeps popping up, term limits, that Gallup or whoever it is has done on one of these national surveys, and everybody wants term limits. But how do we get them?
Well, the University of Maryland did the poll in the spring, and they found that 83% of American registered voters wanted term limits imposed on Congress, and I think by implication also on lawmakers at the state level, state legislature. And by the way, that broke out to be 86% of Republican registered voters and 81% of Democratic registered voters. So it's wildly popular. And periodically, we have senators and congressmen, and even at the state level, who posture that they're for term limits. They'll sponsor a bill.
Love that word, posture, because that's posture. Exactly right.
And right now we have that going on. I won't name the people because one of them's from our state. And they're saying that they're sponsoring legislation for a constitutional amendment to require term limits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a constitutional amendment requires two-thirds of the United States Congress and three-fourths of the state legislature.
Impossible.
In other words, it's not going to happen.
No.
And they'll never have to vote on it. Nobody will have to take a public vote because they can just go out and say they sponsored it.
Yeah.
And that happens over and over and over again. So if Americans want term limits, how do we get them? Because obviously the people in office don't. It's pretty simple, really.
Yeah.
Just have a party say that's going to be a requirement. If you're going to get our nomination, you're going to be on our ballot. It's going to be a very public statement, and we're going to enforce it. And if you decide, in our case, we have what's called a candidate agreement, which all of our candidates in the Alliance Party have to sign. It's very public. It's on their website, where they agree to a number of things. But if they're running for legislative offices, they want to make laws that determine what kind of life you and I and our kids lead. We say you have to also agree to no more than a total of 12 years cumulative in legislative office. And you have to put your tax return, the basic information from your tax returns from the three most current years, on your campaign website. So transparency, term limited. We're trying to find people who are interested in civic public service, not in a 30 or 40-year career elected office. And we're finding them. There are plenty of Americans out there who want to serve but don't want to make a career out of it.
Yeah.
But we've got to start electing those people versus the ones who want to turn it into a profitable, long career.
You know, as you pointed out during the last election cycle, if you could have gotten a member of the Alliance Party into the United States Senate, what an impact that would have had.
Right.
Because it was split right down the middle. Right down the middle.
It's called the fulcrum theory. When you have a closely divided body like the United States Senate, but also a lot of our state legislatures, if you can have a handful of people who are not representative of those two tribes, who will deal with problem solving and moderation and attract the reasonable people from those other two tribes to their causes, to their legislation, you can all of a sudden start to get things done.
So you've been at this a long time. You keep working it. Good for you. What else could America want before they go into that booth and pull a lever for a candidate from the Alliance Party? I mean, if the majority says we don't want a Biden, we don't want a Trump. If the majority of both parties say we want term limits, we want transparency, we want all this kind of stuff, what the heck else do they need when they go in that booth and just, you know, hit the tab? What's the deal?
What they need is an assurance that their vote is not going to be wasted, quote unquote, and that by wasting their vote, somehow they're going to allow the other candidate who they are most afraid of to be elected. It's called the spoiler effect. And the two parties have done a great job of capitalizing on this sort of basic human instinct. You know, we've coined a phrase in this country because of our inadequate political system called the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
And how many times have the two parties given us crappy choices? We don't like either one, but we're scared to death of one of them, and we just don't like the other one. So what do? We vote for the one we just don't like to make sure the one we're scared to death of doesn't get elected. The parties are great at that. The media helps, and it works time and time again.
Well, it seems to me that with the outline you just gave, we have two candidates, and we're just talking at the presidential level, that should scare the yell out of everybody. I mean, they're just, you know, they're just, you know, for one reason or another, they're just not functioning. They're not the people we want in office. And I don't know.
But the habit, Manning, I agree with you, obviously. You and I agree on this. But the habit that people have of voting for the lesser of two evils, and in most cases, it's an R or a D that they've grown up with, they've become habituated to right. making that choice. You know, being an informed voter is hard work.
Ooh.
It's complicated. There's lots of stuff to try to figure out. There's no clear, because of the media, there's a lot of confusion, disinformation, misinformation. So it's easier just to pick a team. You know, I'm for Clemson or I'm for Carolina. And I don't care about looking at the roster and figuring out who all the players are and who's good at what and what the records are. I just got to pick a team. And that's what, unfortunately, and it's so sad. I have 10 grandkids, and that's who I worry most about. It's so sad because the writing on the wall is pretty clear.
Oh, yeah.
We are a democracy that's waning. And we're waning because of our political system and the way it does not work any longer.
It makes you wonder whether it's going to take a horrific event like another Pearl Harbor or another 9/11 to wake this country up about the basics of what government's all about. And what's going on now is a lot of silliness that's getting us nowhere.
Well, the problem with horrific events is sometimes they actually make things worse, not better.
I mean, it's
really rolling the dice as to whether that would bring about the kind of constructive and positive changes that, you know, we're touching on here today. We have a system that theoretically should allow us to make major changes through our democratic process without having to have that kind of chaos.
Right.
You know, revolutions and uprisings. And that is horrific. And the innocent people are the ones who will suffer the most.
Well, you know, maybe if one of these aliens would land a spacecraft. Remember that old movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah. Well, here's why I don't think that'll work. I thought on 9/11 that would bring us together.
Right.
It did for about a week.
Yep.
Then I thought the pandemic. I mean, I thought, you know, if we have one of these pandemics someday that people have been forecasting,
right,
surely that'll bring us together. That was politicized too.
Sure.
Now, even war, things beyond our borders, which used to be off limits for politics. I mean, already the Israeli war that we were talking about earlier is being politicized. People are saying it would have happened or it wouldn't have happened,
sure,
because of this person being in office or this event happening. So everything is politicized now for political gain by these two parties.
So I guess the bottom line of this thrilling episode of Straight Talk today is, if we haven't depressed you, we hope we've woken you up to what's going on out there.
I think you got to wake up first.
You got to wake
up before you can get out of bed.
That's the truth. And it's a wake-up call right now, because we've got a major, major war going on in the Middle East, and it's going to draw us into it. I'm just as sure as I'm sitting here, somehow we're going to get drawn into it. Jim Rex, thank you for everything that you do. I hope we can get you back here again. I know we will, because we got to keep beating this drum. So somebody listen to us.
Unfortunately, the cause that we're talking about doesn't go away.
No, that's exactly right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have a budding sophomore at Winthrop University. Birthday girl is here, along with her pappy, and we're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2 and why they're celebrating their birthday here. At the count of three, one, two, three. Nice. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.